each and every one of us papers, oh God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Lord, we're asking that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are here to do your work through our lives, yes, oh God. And Father, as we listen to you, Lord, we thank you for the seed that's deposited in us.
Yes.
And the germination of which will cause the revelation of your purposes in our lives.
Oh, yes,
Father, we thank you, oh God. We're asking that, mighty God, we may every one of us be lifted in our spirits,
yes,
that we may be able to hear you speak to us, oh God. Mm. I pray that our spiritual ears are open today,
yes,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may not just hear man speak to us, but God, we may hear you speak to us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even through and in what a man speaks.
Yes.
Father, we set ourselves aside that, Lord, you may use our minds,
yes,
and everything in us to speak your word, oh God. We humbly stand before you, oh God, expecting you, Lord, to use us,
yes,
mighty Father, to bring a word of encouragement, to bring a word of salvation,
mm,
to bring the word of deliverance, to bring the word of purpose into this congregation today.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We give you honor,
oh, yes,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know each and every heart that we have here today,
yes,
and mighty Father, you know each of their levels, oh God. And Father, I thank you because every heart today will be lifted up,
yes,
to a higher level in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My God, we bless you, we thank you, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we happy today? And are we ready? Just to go listen to God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me take something that Apostle Ndala used to say.
He
used to tell us to tell our neighbors that please don't sleep next to me. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I think you're helping your neighbor that they may not spend all of... Do you know it's money for you to come here?
Huh?
Amen. It's very expensive. You had to take a bath. You used soap. Somebody you've used the last piece of your soap today and you have to buy another one next week to come to church. You've used the last substance of your toothpaste today. You need to buy another one next week just to be here. Amen.
Amen.
So if your neighbor doesn't tell you not to sleep, you're wasting all of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Do we understand?
Houses.
We bless God. Amen.
Hey,
tell them not to disturb you as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's go to the word.
Now.
Praise the Lord. God is awesome in this place. We're talking today about a gift-oriented church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A gift-oriented church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you believe the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a church that's gift based? Do you believe that?
Huh?
Do you believe that he works with gifts?
Huh?
Are we together? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or maybe I need to shout a little bit. We're coming from the revival, so it looks like the pastor is too slow. It looks like the pastor is not in fire. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my God. You're remembering Apostle Ndala. He's an elderly person, but very energetic. Praise God. Give God a hand of praise, somebody. God is awesome in this place. We just love him in this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now,
before I mention that it's part of our vision as the church to be a gift-oriented church. I just want to show you that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a gift-oriented church. Now, you don't want to miss what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to us today. Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because listen to this. Until you come to understand what we want to talk about, you'll just find that you can't be effective in the local church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is part of our way as the church to mobilize a teamwork in the church by bringing the understanding upon which the church of Christ was based. Yes. I said before, I show you that this is part of our vision. I want to prove to you from the scriptures that the church of Christ, it's a gift-oriented church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The church of Christ, it's a gift-oriented church. And we have adopted that as a church. And we want to be a gift-oriented church. Even as the church of Christ is it's a gift-oriented church. So that we are effectively part of the church of Christ. Because as a local church, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are part of the body of Christ.
Christ.
And Christ is the head of this body. He is the head of the church. Now there is nothing that we're going to be that the church was not designed to be. Now for you to understand who you are as a local church, you need them to understand how is the big picture of the body of Christ or the universal church of Christ. Are we together? Let's go to Ephesians 4 and see there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you turn to verse 11. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he himself, I believe I'm the teacher of the word, not so much of a preacher, although I do preach. So I want you to be with me. I love taking the congregation into a class mode. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share and causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we understand?
As this is.
Now, this is how Christ built his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says, and he himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, maybe somebody wants to understand who is this he. And he himself. Now that word himself there, it's very important. Amen.
Amen.
And he himself. Now that word there is there to concentrate on the point that it is Christ Jesus himself that gave the gifts.
Leria ritu rikona ku tisisa na ku kombisisa swinene ku ri yena Kriste.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, to understand who this he is, I know you understand now that it is
Christ.
But I want to give you a scriptural understanding. I want to help you understand that it is Christ by just taking you to the previous verses,
Verse 9.
It says, now this he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, who do you know did descend and also ascended? Who descended? Hello?
Amen.
Who descended?
Amen.
Eh? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Jesus Christ descended. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he is also the one that ascended. Are we together?
Yes.
He came down and also went up. Now the Bible says when he ascended,
loko athanduka,
he gave gifts to the church. And to some he gave the gifts of being an apostle. And some he gave them to be prophets. And some he gave them to be evangelists. And some he gave them to be pastors and teachers. Now the word some is also very important. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Master says.
Let's talk. Are we together?
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Now, if I will say here, some of you go outside and some remain. Shall we have all people going out? And are we going to have all people remaining here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We may, this psalm may not really specify who is it that has to do a particular thing, but most definitely it brings a suggestion that some people are going to be part of what is being spoken about. Am I right? Am I right, Bazala? Now, it's not everybody that is an apostle. That's the understanding we have from the word some. It's not everybody that's a prophet.
Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hence there is the use of the word he gave to son. Do we understand?
Amen.
Now, just come on with me because this is very important. Especially when it comes to gifts. Are we together?
Amen.
Now, what's a gift? Now, in the word, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for instance. I think that will help us to understand what a gift is. And also we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want us to bring a simple definition of a gift. Amen.
Amen.
Even as the fruit is concerned. Now, what is a gift? A gift is an ability that we're talking about. Now, we're not talking about a gift which we may maybe talk about some other times, when somebody will go out and buy a gold ring and present it to somebody and say, this is my gift to you. Where somebody may buy a beautiful watch, bring it to somebody, say, this is my gift to you. Or you buy a car, you give it to somebody and say, this is my gift to you. Amen. Now, in this context, by the gift, we are talking about an ability to do something. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, he gave some the ability to be prophets so that they may prophesy, so that they may do the work of a
prophet.
And to some, he gave the ability to do the work of an apostle. Are we together? You've understood the importance of the word someday. You see, if you don't understand that, you're going to take some other people's places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, if you don't understand that it is only to some that God has given it a particular gift, you're going to force issues that you or you as well do that. And there's going to be confusion. There's going to be discouragement. Many people are discouraged today because they try to do things for which they were not gifted. And what was the result? The result was that these people could not do that particular thing the way maybe they've seen other people do it. And what was the result? Again, they got so discouraged. But if they can simply understand that they are not gifted to do that particular thing, and then they find out what it is that God has gifted them to do, and then they start doing it, they will find that they become successful on that which they're gifted to do. Are we together? Hello.
Amen.
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 Do we understand?
As we see.
Okay. I want us to go somewhere now. Do you understand that it is Christ himself that gave gifts? Hello.
Amen.
He gave gifts. Now what does that mean? It means he made his church to be a gift-oriented church.
Ooh,
you'll understand something as we go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? We want to release the church. This message. Let me tell you the purpose of bringing this message. We want to release every member of the church to start serving the Lord. One of the key ways you can serve the Lord is to serve in your local church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't serve the Lord in many other ways except by serving in your local church. Amen.
Amen.
You can't find a best way to serve the Lord except by serving in the local church. But you see, in many local churches, we compete about many things. We scratch one another. We fight over some things simply because we don't understand that we also have our place. And others also have their place. Am Am I clear, Bazalwane?
Natwala.
Am I clear?
Natwala.
Okay. We are talking about the ability to do a particular work. It's a gift. That's what the Bible is talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the fruit of the Spirit of God is what? It's a character. It's a value. It's the way one lives. When you check that from Galatians chapter 5, you understand, you realize that by the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the Bible is actually talking about a certain way of living. Being patient. Do you understand? Being a loving person. Being a joyous person. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are we together? Now, let us go on. It is Christ that has given us the gifts. So he believes in us being a gift-oriented church. Are we together? Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, this also our vision. What is entailed in being a gift-oriented church? Hello?
Amen.
Now, a gift-oriented church or a gift-oriented ministry, listen to me very carefully, believes that every person has a gift.
Amen.
Do everybody have a gift? Do we all have gifts? Do we all have gifts? Praise God. We all have gifts. We all have gifts. Now, I want to know, which gifts are more important than others? So we don't have one gift that's more important than others. The example that is given about this, I'm not sure if it's Ralph Mahoney or somebody, but from Shepherd's Staff, from that book, Shepherd's Staff, he gives this example. He says, it's like a nose and a kidney. Do you understand?
Has to say, sir.
A nose.
Nomfu.
It's something that everybody can see. Are we together?
Yes.
Because it's on the outside. But a kidney, it's something that nobody can see. In fact, I believe I have kidneys. I've never seen them. I just believe. Sometimes there's a certain pain that strikes me and I feel, no, there's my kidney, and I drink water and it becomes fine, even as I just learned from biology. I just believe I've got kidneys, but I have never seen them. But I believe they're very important. Now, come on, come with me. If we can cut this nostril, can you go on? Can you still be alive? If we can cut it. But you'll still be alive. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if we remove your kidneys, will you still be alive? They are doing a great work. You can't be alive because they clean the whole system in your body. They clean your body, and they are the ones that control the excretory system. Are we together? Think of a person who can release himself. Will that person be alive? But the kidney is not seen. Now, what is it that we're trying to achieve with this? We're trying to tell you that simply because your gift is not public like maybe mine.
Amen.
Mine, it's, I'm a pastor, or maybe let me talk about my preaching gift.
Amen.
My teaching gift. You always see me teaching. And you want to forsake your gift because it doesn't involve you having to stand before people and be seen. So you think you don't have a gift. You think it's not that important like mine. Now, are you learning something here? Here's the nostril. It's very important. But then it was simply blessed with the fact that it's an outward. It's a gift you can see. Are we together?
Yes.
Now, but then the kidney as well, it's equally important. It gets you to live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then they are not seen. Some other people's gifts are in public, and some other people's gifts are private. For instance, when you came to church this morning, you found that the yard is so clean and it's fine. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know who did it?
You
don't know.
I'm Steve.
Eh? You don't know.
I'm Steve.
But is the yard really clean? Do you enjoy that? Is that beautiful? Do you know that somebody that did it would say to himself, oh my goodness, no, I'm not going to clean now, because sometimes they come here somewhere around 5 or maybe 6 in the morning and they start cleaning. Nobody's there to see them. One day they may have to say, come on, we are tired of doing this thing. The church does not know who is doing this. They've never seen us do it. We want them to see that we are the ones that cleans this church. So you know what? We're not going to come in the morning. We're going to come at around
11.
When everybody comes to church, the pastor will have to excuse us today. We'll not be part of the church. Because you know what? We want this church to know. Will that be appropriate? Hello? But are you seeing that? Their gift, it's private. Amen?
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Now we will come to that. We'll come on how to regulate our gifts. But I simply wanted to show you that everybody has a gift. But what makes people not to release their gifts? We've got a number of things that make people not feel like releasing their gifts. Some of us have been tasked to do some things, but simply because people are not going to be there to say wow and to give you a round of applause at all this time and praise you, you can want to do it. Are we together? But we all have gifts. Now let's go to 1 Peter 4:10. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm too slow on this because, you know, this is a fundamental teaching that we need in the church. We're going to always make follow-ups on this. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? Praise God. Are you there? Verse 10. No. I want everybody to hold this Bible and we want to read it. Abundant Life Bible Church.
Abundant Life Bible Church.
I don't know, but you must have a Bible to be a member of this church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Humphrey, what's that? Is that a Bible? Okay, I thought you only have a diary. So I wanted to ask if this is Abundant Life Bible, diary church or
I love with this.
I'm just joking, Bazalwane. I'm actually trying to encourage you.
No,
everyone have your Bibles. That's simply what I'm trying to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 10.
Anere,
when you have your own Bible, you buy the language you understand.
Amen.
So if you are a vendor, you buy a vendor Bible. Amen. Now, if you are a Tsonga but understand English, you can buy an English Bible. If you are an African speaking person, you buy an African Bible. So when we read, you hold your Bible, you read it, and it speaks to you in the language you understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's go. Let's all read. One, two, go. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's that one? It's good news. NIV, what does it say? Whatever gift he has received. Now, one thing for sure, stated in the word, is that you've received a gift. Now, but we are not sure what gift you have. That's why it uses the word whatever gift. Are we together? Each one has received a gift. No, listen to mine. As each one has received a gift, comma, that's my version.
Ooh.
Listen to mine.
Hey,
as each one has received a gift. Is it given that every one of us has received a gift? Is it given?
Given.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Given. You remember when you were doing maths and you had to prove some things? There were some reasons where you simply had to say line A, B equals to line C, D. Reason, given. Hallelujah. It's given. You are told. Now, if the Bible says as each one has received a gift, I'm not interested in the other parts of this verse. I'm just interested in that one. Does it give a suggestion that we all have gifts? Yes. We all have gifts. Tell your neighbor, say, I've got my gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've got my gift. You know, let me show you this. Do you know how the judgment will come? Oh my goodness. Hey, do you know we're going to have two kinds of judgments in heaven?
Amen.
Do you know?
Pastor.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
Now listen.
He said,
I used to be confused because I thought we have only one judgment. I thought we were going to be judged together with all the sinners. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, it's not going to be like that. Because before the judgment of the sinners comes, the rapture will come. All believers will be taken up into heaven. And that will not be the end of the world. The world will still be continuing without all the believers. And without all those died in the Lord. Now, when you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll understand that from verse 10, the Bible is talking about a particular kind of a judgment. And that's the judgment of the believers. The believers shall be judged. Now, the judgment of the believers is not to find out whether somebody goes to heaven or somebody goes to hell. Are we together? But it is only to find out or to bring rewards. Are we together? To bring reward. you're going to be judged there, you already are going to be in heaven.
Okay.
Maybe let's stand there. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to scare somebody today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to scare you. Amen.
Amen.
But I will scare you in a right way. No. Am I right here? According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay. Now, listen to those things.
Verse 12.
Amen. Relax and learn the word of God. Amen. Just relax, please. Now, verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold. Are you there now? With gold. With silver. Precious stones,
marjula musaseka,
wood,
tihunyi, kume maplang.
Hey, straw. Each one's work will become clear. Listen to that part. That's coming. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is banned, he will suffer loss. But listen, listen to the part that's coming. But he himself will be saved. Are we together? Yet so as through fire. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen. Now think of this. It's going to be like this. It is going to be like you are taken and you go through the fire. Your work goes through the fire. It is being tested. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if your work is built on gold, or silver, or some other precious stones, when it goes through the fire, does the fire destroy gold, silver, and the precious stones? But if your work is built on straw,
mabzani.
Na hey mahlanga I mean mahlanga it is straws. Hey I swilo leswelana ku na mabyanyi maswisisani na tihunyi, will that go through the fire?
Xana swita hundzisa ndzilweni swi swa
muxaka. Now the Bible says, and the fire will declare it.
Ndzilo wu ta swi humelerisa.
It's simple. It's a testing.
I ku kambela.
And we want to reward you.
Hi lava ku hakela.
Put your work beside, and there's a bell that will take it through the fire.
Ku na bandi leri nga ta swi hundzisa
hela ndzilweni. If anything remains after the fire, for that you shall be rewarded.
U ta hakeriwa.
But if everything goes through the fire, I just imagine Somebody's work is built on hay. Everything is just going to be consumed. And by the end of the others, I mean, of the testing process, there's nothing. They say, well, there's nothing. My goodness, I'm going through a loss here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they say, oh, there's nothing coming out. But then listen. The Bible says your soul will be saved.
Huh?
Your soul will be saved. In other words, you still are in heaven. But
we
are not going to be the same in heaven.
We're
going to have people that are going to be shining like stars. We're going to have people that will have crowns. That will be departmental leaders there. Rewarded of the work they did here.
Are we together?
Now, I'm a pastor. God has given you to me. He's given this shepherd to me. And you know what? I want to see to it that I present you to the Father. Perfect and great. Hence, we teach this kind of message. This message is going to be a series. Are we together? It's going to be a series because we have to bring you to a place where you can know how can I build on God? What does it mean to build on wood and all those things? So that you and I, from this point onward, we start building. Now, recall something that Pastor Rudy said. You remember when he was talking about the salvation of a young person and the salvation of an elderly person? Do you remember what he said? He said, well, it's more important that people should be saved.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Now, one day I was with my granny. And we're just talking. I said, oh my God, I just wish you were saved when you were still young. You shall have accomplished too much. Are we together? But now she's saved an elderly person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She's so powerful. But she can't make follow-ups now. Amen. She cannot visit people at Mpagan. Are we together?
The same.
But
Kambe.
Elderly as she is now, there is a work that God would love her to do.
And
you elderly people need to be very faithful to the Lord. And God will let you know what you have to be doing for him. And when you start doing that, you are busy putting together something for which you shall be rewarded in heaven. Are we together? The Lord must restore the years and the days that were eaten by the
cankerworms.
So that although you got saved old, you may work more for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together? Now he said, but if people are born again young, they'll have a lot of things to do. Are we together?
Amen.
So young people, it's not time to play and say, well, I'm going to be very serious by the time I'm of that age. Because you shall have wasted a lot of time. Start doing it now. Start serving the Lord now. And by the time you get to heaven, I tell you, your reward is going to be very big. You've had a time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now think of it. Just think of it. And the elderly people that got saved while old will be judged in accordance to the time they were afforded in salvation. Are we together? Think of it. If there's a child that died 3 years old and is going to be in heaven, do you think God is going to say, because in heaven we don't have kids and elderly people. Your spirit is never old.
kulang.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit is never old.
Mwe wena ukulang.
We are the same.
Fana.
Are we together?
Amen.
So in heaven,
atilwein.
God is not going to say to that child who died 3 years old, you didn't do anything on earth. But you see, Pela, God judges in justice. He knows the poor kid did not have many things on earth. Are we together? The Bible says, listen to this, to him who much is given, less will be required. Less will be required. So let's get excited. Because we are given much and less will be expected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 To him who much time has been given in salvation, much will be required. I challenge you, it's no longer time to pray. It's time to serve the Lord. Amen. Are we together? Amen.
Amen.
Now let me complete on how the judgment will go. Now, how are we going to be judged? How are we going to be judged,
Bazalan?
Oh, how can one be found to have achieved so much in the eyes of the Lord? This is how you can be found to have achieved
much.
God is not going to say, let's see what you did. Let us see what you did. Let us see what you did. No.
He's
going to come to a particular person. He's going to judge us based on the gift he's given us. Did you hear that? When you come back home, when as a parent you go out and you give your children different tasks, and when you come, say for instance, these are my children, and you say to this one, you must build this wall, and you say then to this one, you must go to the river and fetch water. Then you say to this one, I want you to wash this washing. And you say to this one, I want you to just clean the yard. When you come back home and you find the yard, it's not clean, what do? You go to the one to whom you gave the work to build the wall and say, why is not the wall, why is not the yard clean? Do you do that? You go to the one. Let's see what you were given. Let's see what you were. What were you asked to do? To build the wall. Let's go. And see the wall. Wow, the wall is built. Thank you. You are faithful. And then you come to him. What is it that you were given to do? Then he tells you, see, let's go and see what you did. But it's specified. Are we together? And the one that was given to clean the yard, if the yard is not clean, you do not take the other people that you gave, I mean, to whom you delegated other duties.
Amen.
So how do you think God is going to judge us? Simple. God is going to say, Beatrice, this is what you were supposed to have been in Beatrice. Your... There are different duties that God expects us to do. In your family, there is one. For instance, if you will grow up and you will die a mother, now, God expects you to have done something that he said as a man. And as a wife to your husband. Now I've given you a family. You were given to be a wife to
and
your husband. How did you administrate that? You find that, for instance, I mean, God forbid, but I'm just giving an example that you were not submissive. God says you were not submissive. What's that? How have you been building with gold and some precious stones or silver? That's grass. So it goes through the testing process. You see the smoke coming up, and at the end of the
there's
nothing coming up. You are a child of God. You are in heaven, but you're not going to get the reward for
that.
You are a parent. You didn't raise your children right. And something that God expects you to do. And
let me
just say, you are a parent. Can we see what you achieved? Expected even from the word.
Amen.
And then he says,
Shukuri.
You know what?
Wasakurin.
I wired you up to be a doctor. How many did you heal? And only to find that you just reasoned that being a doctor doesn't have too much money like you want. So you thought engineering would do better. God is not going to say, well, because you were not being a doctor and you became an engineer, just let me see what you did as an
engineer.
How to get? You remember when God gave people gifts,
talents.
He expected the achievement from what he gave them.
Are we together?
Now, that's God giving us gifts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? That's how we're going to be judged. As believers. But the sinners are going to be judged and they'll go to hell. Amen.
Amen.
What's important for today is that God has given each and every one of us a gift. And lastly, I just want to emphasize this point, and we are going to be closing now.
And
next week we're looking on how to serve with different gifts that the Lord is giving us.
Hallelujah.
But I want you to know the most important thing for you to go home with today is that which is in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. As each one has received a gift. Now the word what other word can we bring to this one? Each, what does each mean? If I say each of you stand up, how many people are going to stand up? All.
Amen.
Each
one on one.
It's much related to the word every.
Every
one of you has a gift.
Now,
we all have gifts. And what did God? Why did God give us this gift? So that we can do what? Like look at this.
Long time less one.
Now let's complete the verse 10. We'll not complete it. We'll simply take another portion. As each one has received a gift.
Okay.
Before. Now what happened? How did we get this gift? We bought them. We were so good and God gave us these gifts. We were so good. We looked so beautiful and God gave us this gift. We prayed too much and God gave us this gift. We fasted and God gave us the gift. We came to church 3 times a day and God gave us the gift. Then do you understand that a sinner has a gift there? A drunk man in a bar lounge is drinking and he has got the gift of God. Because listen, we have received the gift, the word gift. suggest to you, you don't do a thing to get that ability. Hello?
Amen.
And that, there are many things, like many people will say, no, you know what? This person has been so wonderful to me, and I want to give them a gift. That's a wonderful gift. Yeah, that's a gift. It's a typical gift, I tell you. Because you've been wonderful. I remember when I was in trouble. Wow. You came and helped me out of it. You know, I was in debt and you got me out of it. And now I want to give you a gift. Is that a gift? Is that a gift? Huh? No, a gift is given to a person who has done nothing deserving to get what he gets.
Huh?
That's it.
So it's.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, well, we can add some other adjectives. An appreciation gift. Maybe that's another thing. For instance, if the church would say, we want to buy you a car, pastor, and want to give it to you as a gift, because you know what? You're teaching us the word. Will that be a gift? Because before I then do what you want to give me that for, you then couldn't give me what you're giving me. So that's not a gift. So now, a gift, I want to show you this. Everyone has a gift. You don't first grow spiritually and then God gives you a gift. Although you grow spiritually to discover your gift.
Have you had that?
You grow spiritually to do what? To discover your gift and to use your gift. But you don't grow spiritually. You don't first speak in tongues to receive a gift. You don't do anything. Before you are ever born again, God knows what he has called you to come and do in his house. That's why we are to go out there in the world and get all those drunkards into the house. Because I tell you what, those people have what we need in this place. I tell you, we are not going to reach a certain place and a certain position, as we're not going to achieve some things until some people are won out of the world into the house of God, and through what God has given into their hearts, we achieve and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we've read from the book of Ephesians that when every part does its share, that's when the body shall grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not when I'm doing my part. Oh my goodness. I wish I really desire for you to know what kind of a gift is a pastor. What kind of a gift is an apostle? What kind of a gift is an evangelist? What kind of a gift is it's a teacher of the word? Now, those are what we call fivefold ministry gifts. They are given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Fivefold ministry gifts. You know what they are there for? They are to equip the church. Let's go. Let's look at that before we close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not going to be anything here. In fact, oh, bless the Lord, I'm working myself out of many things. Now listen to what a gift of a pastor is for. Okay, I'll just run through it. I mean Ephesians 4:11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors. Are you getting that? And teachers.
For.
Now, the word for. You know what the word for means? For. The other word for is. Every time when you see the four, the word
for me.
And I is changani. Look, very look. Me bona rito four. Is changani look for us. Is lungu look bona rito le ra rilava ku kombisa xivangelo reason.
Amen.
Eh? Mm. Is on.
Yes.
Lava mtiva ku xilungu ipfuneni ka. Is on. Eh, rilava ku kombeta ini xivangelo. Now, if listen, look, ngofu ngofu loko risungula aka sentence. More especially when that word starts a sentence. It's giving the reason. Whatever you're going to read after that word is a reason for what came before the word. For equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So that we all come to the unity of faith.
Now,
we don't all come to the unity of faith by apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. No. Before we come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love and
growth,
we must equip the saints. Now, we cannot come there alone before you have taken your part. Are we together, Bazalwane?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
So when you see pastor, don't answer. No, the pastor will do it. No, I'm here to help you do your
part.
Are you ready? Wow. Think of it. Imagine if starting from that young sister, everybody does his share in the house of the Lord. How perfect will this work be? God did not finish his work on one man.
He
established his work on all that he will ever call. On all he'll ever
call.
When you and I shall have done our part, it's still not done. Until the one that's not saved gets saved, so that we gather, get out of him, it gets to work, and we move on that way. Am I right?
Yes.
Wow. That's the reason. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So everyone has got a gift. You don't buy it. You don't do anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to learn every kind of a gift in this message. We're not going to come out of this message until you have understood all kinds of gifts. Like we've got the gifts that God the Father gives. And we have got the gifts that the Lord Jesus, God the Son, gives. We have the gifts that God the Holy Spirit gives. In Ephesians 4, those are the gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you're going to learn about the gifts, how many? 9, given by the Holy Spirit. And in Romans chapter 12, you getting the gifts that God gives, the motivational gifts. But all these gifts are given by God. Hallelujah. And we're going to know all these gifts because one man can have gifts from all. Are we together? From all the Godhead. I will have a gift from Jesus. I have the gift from Jesus. I'm a pastor. But I also have gift from the Holy Spirit. I can prophesy. I can operate in the word of knowledge. I can operate in the word of wisdom. And also I have the gift of the Father. I'm the teacher of the word. Some of us here are given administrative gifts, and until you are in place in this church here, we'll always have this haphazard things we have. We'll always have this confusion. And please don't come here and blame us. You are not taking your place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He sungula swilo hile makumu hi kare ya ku sunguleni loko fika lana fika ku what a mess. Come on, stand up and take that place.
Yi ma teka ndzawo ya kona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Sometimes we concentrate on preaching the word.
Karunwane langutsango fika ku chumayela rite.
Somebody lanwana unanyiko inwanyani loko vona vanhu vatsamini vanga tsamiseki kahle itwa swiku vavisa man. Ya man, na switwisisa man. Look, don't swen karete mara. Why not order? hey, that you might be an usher. Amen.
Amen.
Because how do one discover his gifts? Are we together?
The same.
Huh?
Amen.
For instance, Moses. Moses is a deliverer. But do you know that him being a deliverer was seen even before 40 years?
I mean,
when he was declared a deliverer, he had already been a deliverer way down even about 40 years ago.
Because listen,
he found the Israelites. He found the Israelites fighting with an Egyptian. And what did he do? He killed the Egyptian. He didn't know that he was a deliverer. He didn't know. He hadn't been called. And he went out. He found the Israelites fighting. Did he kill anybody there?
No,
he said, why are you fighting
big
brothers? And the other one said, do you want to kill me like you killed that Egyptian? And he realized that his story is found out, and he ran to Midian. And in Midian he became a shepherd, and the Lord met him. He said, I want you to go deliver
Israel.
Look, The Israel that has been trying to deliver many years before, and is now sent back to deliver. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see that?
That's what it says.
That's it.
It says.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can discover what touches you most, what provokes you, what makes you to stand
out.
Are we together?
The same.
It's what maybe you are called for. Are we together?
Amen.
We'll find out more about this. But you've got a gift. Can you tell your neighbor, you've got a gift. And then, right. Then tell your neighbor, I thank God I also have a gift. Hallelujah. We are all important here. We are all important. Amen.
Amen.
That's why this church, in our values, we are not a people of status. We are either all VIPs or none is a VIP. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We either are all a people of status or no one has a status. We've got a gift, everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So treat another person as a worthy person.
As well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's stand on our feet.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Bind us together, Lord. 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 You see, when God puts us together, and we all realize that everyone is important because we all have what we can do for Him, we stay in the house very peacefully. And we are united because I know you've got something I need, and you've got something, and I have something you need. So we are interdependent. We are interdependent. We are neither dependent nor independent.
But
we are interdependent. The word inter means between. I want us to lift up our hands.
Now.
We want to pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Lord, we thank you. You are so beautiful among us. And God, we're asking that, Father, you may help us as the church.
Yes.
For Lord, you've made your church to be a gift-oriented church. And God, you've given different people. May every one of us hold this position and not move from it, Lord. That, Father, we may all become that which you wanted us to be.
Yes.
And the greatest reason being that you want this body to be built up and be edified, O God. And mighty God, we are ready to bring our gifts, every one of us, and edify one another. We pray and ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We give you honor in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to discover what, Lord, you want us to do, that we may do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.